what's your last couple of days been like being up here? You met games well, visiting everybody here. What's the experience been like for you?
It's going pretty good. It's a lot different from Miami. So, getting used to it.
What's different about it for you? What do you sort of expect?
A lot more traffic, a lot more going on. So the city never really sleeps. So, I mean, I like it. So, it's going pretty good.
Have you been recognized yet around town?
Yeah, I've been recognized. Maybe because I have always had the gear on. So.
That helps.
Have you been here before?
This is my first time. First time I come to New York.
You've got a lot of a lot of exploring to do before training camp's in.
I mean, obviously we got mini camp next week, and then we got OTA. So I'll be in a hotel busy till what, June. So.
You were here yesterday. Who have you had a chance to meet and talk to, and who's made an impression on you?
I got a chance to talk to Dale. Everybody around the building, all the coaches and everybody. I haven't really seen players, so I guess I wait and get to meet them. So.
You, by all accounts, they said you're the kind of guy you'd rather concentrate on football. You happen to land in the biggest media market. How do you think that's going to play, and what's your thoughts on that?
I mean, I say Miami's a pretty big city. Same thing, just focus on football, come in, clock out, job done.
When you're picked the other night, Jerry Reese, Tom Coughlin both say he's got a little bit of a nasty streak on the field that we like. Is that something that you're proud of, or where? How does it make you feel when you hear that about yourself?
It's not really something it's just something, just who I am, so it's not really something I'm sticking out about. It's just, that's just how I play.
You don't seem very nasty standing there right now. I mean, is that something you can turn on and turn off?
Oh, yeah. Just whatever you want to feel, it's a different mindset.
You talk about the physical nature of your game. You know, they seem to really like that, especially sometimes tackles are not known as, like, great run blockers, but you seem to really get into that part of the game.
Yeah. I love run blocking. That's dating back to high school. You know, me and my running back from college went to the same high school, and mostly what we did was run the ball. So,
what do you like about it?
Well, I mean, you know, opening the holes, watching him get through, and just running the ball in games. So, yeah, that's me about it.
I mean, obviously, you can use your size to a great advantage. Do you feel you have an advantage? You know, you had an advantage, certainly. You know, with your size and strength in the running game.
I played against some big dudes and real athletic dudes. I'd say not more so I had the advantage with my size. I would say the effort and everything I put into it, going into it, maybe gave me an advantage more so than my size.
What do you remember about the Nebraska game last year?
That we should have won that game.
You remember the matchup with Randy?
Yeah.
That worked out pretty well for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was just drafted by the Cowboys. You might face him in the opening game. You looking forward to that?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Were you disappointed that day when they sort of, you probably came in thinking you were going to be matched up against him, and they kind of flipped him to the other side most of the game?
Oh, sure. It's more so of a team mindset. You know, I wasn't really looking to no matchup. I was really looking just to win a game. At that point, it's the game we needed to really turn our season around. So.
You were you played basketball in high school, and you were pretty good from what I was reading. Are there any skills that you developed in basketball that kind of translate into your offensive line play?
Maybe my footwork. More so just footwork more than anything. And so I say my footwork helped me.
I saw something where last offseason you kind of picked one thing and to work on, and you really, you know, spent a lot of time on in the offseason. Is there something this year, obviously, you're at a different point in a different process.
Hand placement.
Why do you feel that's necessary?
I mean, you know, in this next level, you know, technique plays a big role. So that's one thing I'm just focused on, my technique, get better at.
Have you heard from Eli Manning yet? He often texts.
He called me.
He called you?
Mm-hmm.
But how was that conversation?
Oh, we're pretty good. He was just walking me and stuff, and you know, just telling me about it. Just getting ready to go to work.
Basically. It's your responsibility to keep clean now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you take that to heart?
Oh, yeah. Take everything.
Did he remind you of that?
No, he didn't remind me.
You had a chance to talk to any of your fellow Giants offensive linemen?
Oh, yeah. Some of them text me. Some of them text me or tweeted me or stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm ready to come in and get to meet them.
Do you have any relationship with Beeson from Miami?
Oh, no, he texted me, though. So I'll get ready to meet him and stuff like that.
When you end up being a top 10 pick, how did that sort of meet your expectations when the whole the whole process began? You decided to come out, and obviously the combine, and there's a lot of evaluation along the way. And how did it sort of play out for you in comparison to what you were expecting?
I don't really have too much of an expectation of like where to go. It was more so just trying to land in a good spot, a place that you know I could really progress at. I didn't really think, have a mindset of having a certain spot to go. I was just wanting to get to this level and find a place I could be, and find a place I really fit at and really progress at. That was more so my mindset.
Does it mean something to you that you end up in the top 10 or that you were the second guy?
I mean, you know,
offensive lineman or?
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's great to be in that, but, you know, it's just a selection. So it's more so what you do now than when you're selected.
Eric, can you just talk a little bit about your relationship with your father and what it's been like the last couple of months and really the last few days? Kind of.
It's been good. You know, we've just been working out, taking visits, and just setting everything up and getting ready. Ready to go. So we'll be ready to go this Thursday coming back up.
Was it hard? Obviously, you don't have an agent. Was it hard to set up the visits?
No, they just called him directly. I mean.
Would you say he's your toughest critic?
Yeah. Or myself, after me.
When we were talking about, or when you were asked earlier about the physical play, is that a mindset? Is that an attitude? I mean, is that just liking contact? I mean, what makes some players more physical than others?
How you was taught to play. I mean, in high school, coaches I had, you had to play a certain way. So after playing a certain way, it just becomes who you are. I mean, I can't really sit here and say I'm certain that's just how I play.
Were you usually bigger than people you were going against when you were younger?
Yeah, I was always taller than everybody. I was always taller than everybody.
But not?
I was never fat. I was just taller, bigger.
Calling him fat?
I was going to say, I didn't call you fat.
No,
I
didn't.
So you'll go home now and then come back for the weekend?
Uh-huh.
Find a place to live? Huh? Looked at places to live?
Oh, no, I just got
here.
Yeah, I don't even know my way around yet.
How was it yesterday at the Met game?
It was good. It was good. I mean, I never really go to baseball games, but that game was pretty good. Pretty good game to go to.
Did you stay for the whole game?
No, we didn't stay for the whole game. My uncles didn't have a jacket and it started getting chilly. So we had to go ahead and make that move.
How was your pitch? I didn't get to see it.
It was pretty good. I had a pretty good pitch.
You nervous?
No, I wasn't nervous.
When's the last time you threw a baseball before yesterday?
Probably about fifth grade.
Did anybody give you advice on throwing it yesterday?
Don't let it hit the ground.
Did it?
Did you make it?
No, I made it.